And running. Good morning. How is everybody today? And welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to our podcast. And I'm John Motormouth Luciano. You know Dave Walker with us today on acoustics and doing different things. And we are so very honored today to have our special guest. And our special guest is Daryl Bledsoe. And Daryl, right now's job title is kind of running the music and doing a lot of music for WT at West Texas A&M University. And as you guys know from some of our other podcasts, just one of our favorite schools, and we do so much with them, and we're just honored. And we had the kids here last night from the marketing department, and I call them kids because they're just so young and they're so energetic, and trying to get them to sit out, it is like trying to herd little kittens or something, right. And they're so much fun. And for me, it's just ADD, you know. I mean, I see something and I'm gone. For them, it's just it's just loving the world and being a part of it. And how cool is that to be, for that to be a part of your life now? But we want to go back a little bit and talk a little bit about how you got started in the music business. Where did all that start? You don't have to give years or anything. I'm not going to be mean or anything.
Okay, thank you. I started out, my dad was a musician and wanted me to do some kind of music, and started out singing. He taught me, gave me singing lessons from the time I was three until I left home.
That's awesome.
And we were raised in Southern gospel music.
And where were you raised? Where was this?
Around the Dallas-Fort Worth area most of my life.
Okay.
And but I went to the Stamp School of Music, where Larry Gatlin went, actually.
Wow. We're going to be talking about the Gatlins here a lot in a few minutes.
But I never met him till later on. That's what the neat thing. They had a family group. They'd come and sing every year there at the Stamp School.
Now, have you heard of Stamp School?
I have not. I'm such an uneducated musician.
Shape notes.
Okay.
Shape notes.
Now, was Stamp somebody's name, or does
Frank Stamp? Frank.
Okay,
Stamp.
So it's not an acronym for singing and training and amping and. Okay, all right.
Two brothers, Frank and Vio Stamps.
Vio.
Vio, and they had a split. They got into an argument.
As brothers can do.
And Jefferson Avenue in Dallas, one went down the street and started Stamps Baxter Music Company.
Okay.
And then got a partner, Baxter. And then Frank Stamps went down the street and kept his Stamps Quartet School of Music.
That's so awesome. So which stamp of approval did you get?
The Frank Stamps.
You were the Frank Stamp of approval. Right. I like that. Okay. And that led into what type of, from there, was
from
career?
I sang in the singing conventions, you know, they had those every Sunday afternoon for years, and then went off to college, got my degrees, and all of this early stuff, people kind of, you know, it's kind of taboo, is from the South. It wasn't any good. Anything you get from the South, you know. So they ridiculed Shape Notes all through. It's not worth a dime, you know.
We've still got those guys driving around with those flags from the South that had everybody going just recently.
But I ended up doing my master's thesis on Shape Notes and got people interested in the educational realm. It was a shame that they were never introduced into the public schools. I did my master's thesis along with, I had two control groups teaching elementary children how to sight read and how to do melodic dictation, and the shape notes beat the traditional notation all to pieces.
Wow.
So anyway, I could go on and on and on this.
Well, it's also been shown that learning music helps other areas of the brain, other areas of learning.
Oh, no question.
Kids who do well in music tend to do really well in math.
In school. In life.
And in life. There have been a lot of studies that show that taking music education out of schools is just a terrible, terrible thing for us.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And that's why we're so excited. That's why we're excited today. We're going to talk a little bit more in just a minute here about this scholarship, about what we're doing with the Janice Moss Gatlin, and that's Larry's wife. And if you go back into the late 70s, the Gatlin brothers were huge. And then into the 80s, and then I guess Larry did some solo type stuff, and now he's doing gospel. He's kind of come through the realm of it. But
he's on Gaither, you know, Bill Gaither. You know, if you watch him nearly every Saturday night, he's on there, you know. And he actually says this, so I can repeat it. He lost out on a lot of money because he's the one that gave Bill Gaither this idea.
but his career and the songs he's doing all right. Yeah, but his music is so amazing, and it was so big when I was in college. Mm. I mean, it was when I was living in Waco and going to Baylor, and, you know, and he came and played for us, and there was some. Now, he grew up in Midland or Odessa?
Odessa.
He's from Odessa.
Permian High School.
Permian High School. Mo McKinney was one of my roommates at one point and got to sing with him younger. And Mo was friends with, I guess, a couple of their kids. And I'm going to definitely send this off to him. And it's just so he was in our apartment. It was played a lot. Uh-huh. And then we got to meet him when he came and played in Waco. And so it was just it was a real treat in his music. He's such a crooner. I mean, oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, what a voice. Just amazing. Yeah. And so
he's still amazing, too.
He is amazing.
I saw him just a while back.
And yeah. So you'll have an opportunity. And part of the reason we're doing this is that on April the 5th, he'll be doing a concert at WT. And that's what we're here supporting. You can see my little WT underneath my shirt today. So we got lots of fun going on. And then we honorarily made Daryl here our employee at the Volkswagen store so we can continue to talk about things. And then Dave's here as our representative and on the acoustic guitar from Street Toyota.
I just happened to walk in drinking my coffee. And John said, hey, sit down. Be in this video. Said, okay.
Yeah.
Should have worn my motor mouth shirt.
That's exactly. Well, today we're off of the motors a little bit, and we're talking about education, talking about raising money. Now, let's talk about it real quick. So this is going to be a scholarship, then who benefits from that scholarship?
Commercial music department is a new degree program.
Okay.
In recording technology, and
wow,
we're so excited. We're about 2 years old. We've got close to 20 full-time majors now in music industry.
That's awesome.
We're going to be actually in a partnership, hopefully by the spring, with Belmont University in Nashville.
Okay.
We're negotiating
wonderful.
Right now with them.
You and I know a little bit about that.
It's looking really good. I just got some information yesterday that's pretty exciting.
Great school. So just awesome.
So we're glad to be partnered with that. And so they're the best in the world. And to be a partner with someone like that, new program, and they're interested in us. In fact, the thing they asked us, we asked them, who else has done this with you? They said, nobody.
That's awesome.
I said, well, why not? Said, nobody ever asked you people.
So, that's what you're good at.
So,
so from there, you finished college, and then it was a career with Sony?
I taught for 15 years.
Where?
Kindergarten through college music, all around.
Kindergarten music.
Yeah, yeah,
I must have failed that, too.
Not all the same time. Let me make that perfectly clear. But
what do you teach in kindergarten music?
On and got my degrees and I taught college for a while, you know, and I thought, you know, the Lord wanted me to just be a teacher. Of course, that's what I've been all my life. Then I won an audition with Silver, Burdett, and Ginn Music Education Series all over the world. They sent me, and
huge
we were
company.
On Sony label, CBS. Over 9,000 songs we produced
gosh.
A 15 to 20 year period.
Wow, that's amazing.
I lived in the recording studio.
Anything we would recognize or anything we might have sang?
Probably. You probably sang out of those books in school.
Sure. I remember those. When the nuns weren't beating my knuckles bloody with a ruler or whatever, sang a few of those songs probably.
But anyway, and then I started my own company in Nashville. I have a partner there, and we went on. I grew up in Southern Gospels, I said. So I started producing groups like the Statesmen, the Blackwood Brothers.
Okay.
And Larry didn't even know this. You produced. You know, I mean, he's best friends with the Statesmen, too. So
sure.
I've only known Larry for a couple of years. So this was, I know his brother, Rudy, and I sit on the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in Texas together.
And where is that? What city?
It's in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
We got a museum.
Is that?
It's a pretty cool place.
Our local gospel singer here, Dave, will be in there one day.
Yeah, the next time I go see my mama.
Yeah exactly.
but anyway, you know, I got a lot of stories to tell, but I won't tell all of them, I promise.
Okay.
But we're, I was blessed to get to teach, to actually work in the industry, you know, from all of my educational music experience producing, and then to start producing artists in Nashville and other places, and just been a great career.
What a growth Nashville has had. So, I mean, I lived there for a few years, and then we were back 2 years ago, and wow, it's an amazing city in the first place. but the growth and the changes are really something else. Mm-hmm. So that's great. It's great. I'm glad you have that company there. So let's talk a little bit more about Janice Moss. Now, Janice has been married to Larry, I think, like a long time.
We probably shouldn't say how many years.
I don't know. Janice may not like us to do that. So we'll just say they've definitely been married well and done very well in their life together. Now, she actually went to WT.
Right.
So she's a graduate of WT. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason that this all came about. And she's into music also. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I'm guessing she is now.
You
know, she is now. Anyway, I mean, I think she has taught Larry a lot about the music industry.
Well, yeah. She's kept Larry straight in the music industry.
Hopefully, if you have a music school program named after you, you're into music.
Right, yeah, right.
Larry calls me and he says, "Professor, what are you doing today?" I'm riding down the road with my beautiful wife Janice, and then she goes off talking about the scholarship. He said, "Hush, honey, I'm the one that got this scholarship." I go through this thing. It's really funny.
We're so thankful to both of them for being a part of it, and they can both take credit. We don't care, right? We just want it to happen.
Right.
We want these kids to have this opportunity to do the things that they're doing. So April 5th and 6th, again, is going to be – April 5th is actually the concert, and I believe they're $50 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the best $50 you ever spend. There's without a doubt.
There's a banquet.
So there'll be a little food and a little other things going on with it. 300 tickets? What are we talking about?
Well, 300 to 400.
300 to 400 is what we think would make a great showing and a nice, intimate still, Larry and 300 of his closest friends.
There you go.
Everybody will be that by the time we finish that concert. And it'll be in such a setting where he'll have the opportunity to not only, sing to us, he'll talk to us and tell us things and just an amazing. And then the next night, he's actually going to hold a songwriting class with the school and with the students. And what a huge treat for them.
I'm teaching a songwriting class this semester, and he's going to judge the entries. That's what my kids have to do for their final exam.
He's going to give them their grade. Yeah, that wouldn't make me nervous at all. So, yeah.
What are the main things that you teach in a songwriting class?
Well, we start right at the beginning, of course, lyrics, how to write a good lyric and a great melody. I have a partner in crime at WT. We've just hired Dr. Dan Hansen, who's just a genius.
We look forward to meeting him.
He's incredible with songwriting and orchestration, Nashville notation. They learn all about how to play in Nashville.
That's mama, prison, truck.
Right.
You got to start somewhere along in there.
Don't forget about the rain.
Yeah, the dog.
Run over by the rain.
If we play it backwards, they get it all back, right? So it's different.
But anyway, it's just how to write a song in completion. And it's not about writing. It's about rewriting. I make them tear it up and rewrite every night.
Wow. What a commitment.
I have a friend who used to say, if you ever want to write a good song, you have to give yourself permission to write a bad song.
There you go.
You got to start
that's
somewhere.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. So are you going to play for us?
No, let's talk about it because I'm still flabbergasted.
Tell us about this guitar, because this is, I mean, what a work of art. I mean, this is not only a guitar, but my gosh, who makes this?
It's a McPherson.
Okay, and they're based out of where?
They're based out of Sparta, Wisconsin.
Okay.
About 60 years old. The guitar's not that old. It's this one they built for me about 5 years ago. And, I'd asked a good friend, Scott Wesley Brown, how to get an endorsement by a guitar company. And he says, well, all you have to do is say, you got to have one of these. And so I went to the company. And I thought, man, they were going to just give me a free guitar.
Well, we can try again. Here's another endorsement. We're still looking for that free guitar.
But anyway, I get to buy mine for the same price as other people in the industry.
Well, that's an honor.
It's an honor that they put me on their website, and I'm the only person they don't know on the website.
They still have that contest going to see if anybody can say who you are.
Right.
Well, maybe we can get them to do something for the school itself or whatever. So,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe we can. If y'all are watching, and we're going to make sure you see this because we're going to send it to you, and we're featuring your guitar. are. And we're going to put pictures here in the background. Hopefully Flo's got all that taken care of, and we'll learn more about it. We'll put your website and try and get some people to understand it. Dave, would you play a little bit for us?
Sure.
Everybody can hear this?
I'll tell you something. Just sitting here talking with this guitar here, it's so resonant and so lively. Our voices are just kind of bouncing out of it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not a great guitar player, so...
Wow, the sound is, yeah. Sounds like we're in a concert hall and we're in a garage.
That's right. Well, as Amy Grant says, it just makes me so much better.
Yeah,
it never stops. Yeah, it just keeps ringing out.
I could see that. Mm. So what a beautiful instrument.
An amazing guitar.
And what amazing what music does for these kids. And we that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing this. And I know this is kind of a deviation from cars, but wow, what a beautiful piece. And I guess you told me earlier that guitars of different styles can go up to $100,000.
Right.
So that it's like buying a car. We got cars that can go that high. We've got one over here that will run that high back behind us.
Yeah, and I think you can appreciate great engineering and just beautiful design no matter what it is, whether it's wood or it's, steel and rubber and gasoline.
Now, do they make an electric guitar also? Do they make
This is electric. It's got the electronics in it, and mainly acoustics. I've not seen an electric guitar come out of the company. They may make some, but I don't think so. They have spent their life with acoustics, and nearly every major artist in the business owns one of these now.
Yeah, by listening to it, I could see that without
it's
a
very
question.
Impressive.
Yes, I can't even play the radio.
Impressive.
So you're not going to get me to admit to any of it, but I sure love listening to it, and it's absolutely amazing to listen to. So once again, our guest today is Daryl Bledsoe from WT. And we'll put up some things about WT. If you haven't been on campus in a while, wow, what they've done in closing off the center streets. And just in the last 3 years that I've been doing things with them, gosh, what a beautiful campus. And Canyon is such a great city. And if you haven't been there, and if you can go to the Chamber of Commerce and learn some things about it there and see it. But the kids we had last night for the class just had so much fun. We had them in our Volkswagen store. They're doing some marketing work for me and kind of telling us, just educating us what's going on out there, kind of like what we're doing here and the things that we're talking about. So we thank Tawny and her group for coming in, and I'll tell you what a bunch of smart kids. They put us in our place last night. Yeah, Flo? Yeah, we thought we were, they asked us, well, what do you think your strengths are? So we went into these big deals, and we turned on the overhead, deal. We're running all these charts, and toward the end of it, we just kind of turned it off and said, okay, you're right. We're kind of idiots. So that's why you young people are here. You're going to set us straight. It was a total trap.
It's great.
Yeah, because they said, what do you think your strengths and your weaknesses are? We never got to the weaknesses. They showed us in a big hurry. So is there anything else that you wanted to cover that we haven't covered because we're down to our last two
minutes?
Well,
we're just so happy to have Larry coming. I met Larry actually only a couple of years ago, actually 3 years ago. I booked him in a West Texas city out here and got to know him a little bit there. And then through his brother, in Dallas, we sit on the Texas Gospel Music Hall of Fame together. Yeah. And it's just been a great relationship. And just like you said, wow, the music that he has given us.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just incredible. Yeah.
Him and his brothers.
Of course, he won a Grammy, for Broken Lady, which I guess is one of my favorites.
Wonderful song.
And he will talk about his songs and how he wrote them. And he'll talk about other artists, too, which it really makes his show great. He's really a storyteller.
Yeah. Oh, all great songwriters are.
Yeah, we can't wait. Just cannot wait to get this concert going. So we're at the end of our time, and we want to thank you all so much for being a part of us and part of the Street Auto Group with Street Volkswagen and Street Toyota. And if there's anything we can do in the car business for you, to always call us. And once again, no telling what you're wearing while you're watching this, and we don't really care. It's one of those things. We just want you to watch and be a part of it. Please share this. Put it out there, and what an honor and a treat to get to spend our time this morning you know, talking to Daryl.
That's my
honor. And the things
Thank
that you've been a part of, and bringing an amazing guitar for us to get to listen to. And
incidentally, if you hear that Daryl Bledsoe was robbed this morning leaving Street Toyota.
Yeah, we know nothing.
Me.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Yeah, just kind of happened.
I've had people try to steal it.
please join us on April 5th and 6th with the WT. It'll be at the Legacy Hall. Come enjoy just an incredible concert. And trust me, I mean, $50 a ticket is cheap to see this. And you'd pay that to see him in a huge auditorium where you wouldn't get anywhere near the show and the feel and understand the love that goes along with it. So thank you so much for being a part of it, Street Auto Group. As we always say, we love the Panhandle. We love Amarillo. You guys are awesome. We appreciate all you do for us. Good night. Have a great evening. Thanks.